Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas with For Love of Food. And it was great news. I saw Newbury Park Pastries post that they are going to have banana cream pie. And love banana cream pie. Not many places make it, and those that make it, many don't use, you know, maybe diners and things sometimes have it, but they don't necessarily use real bananas, and they often just have whipping cream on top. So so I've kind of given up ordering it when I see it out at a restaurant. But and now that it's been quite a few years, actually, that Holloway House has been closed. They used to do a really nice banana cream pie. But luckily, Newbury Park Pastries occasionally makes it, and she has some. So if you want some banana cream pie today, she's there 11 to 5. Call in advance. Not that I'm going to buy them out, but other people may be going to get some. She also is doing pulled pork pot pie as her specialty pie of the week. So, and if you want the shepherd's or veggie or Penang pot pies, I would call in advance just to so she sets them aside for you. She's also doing some desserts, which is actually how she got started, really, was with creating desserts, Newbury Park Pastries. And now she does a lot of pot pies, two sizes, by the way. So if you call to set aside some of these, specify you want the small one or the larger one. She may not have both sizes of all of these varieties, but she's still doing some desserts. She has a triple berry pie, blueberry cheesecake, and molasses and white chocolate macadamia nut cookies. I might have to get some of those molasses cookies as well. So a number of these pies, I'm not sure if all of them, but a number of them come frozen, so you don't have to make them today or tomorrow. You can bake them at your leisure, and it's great to have a couple of these around when you need a quick meal. You know, you don't feel like cooking, you can just turn the oven on, and you know, like an hour and a half, you have dinner ready. So, and Newbury Park Pastries, a good place to know about. And as the weather gets warmer, and it will at some point here, she'll have some additional vendors there probably, and it becomes kind of a mini farmer's market. She's on Mushroom Boulevard and the Genesee Regional Market, and that is kind of sort of the other end of the market from where Cheesy Eddie's and Lori's Natural Foods and Niebach Spices, Blue Toad Cider, a bunch of places that are sort of in the center of the market. Mushroom Boulevard goes off kind of behind Home Depot and Christmas Tree Shop. So if you haven't met Kate Schlenker, you should head out there. And again, call in advance to order, have her set aside some pot pies and desserts for you. Delicious crust on those pot pies. And if you know of cool places that you've discovered recently, maybe, or new places, or you know, a place that makes one of your favorite dishes, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. Let me know what you find, what you've discovered recently. There's lots of restaurants doing curbside and takeout, and of course some limited indoor dining. So there really are quite a few options. The delivery services, those take up quite a good chunk of the profit for the restaurants, and of course, you know, they certainly should. I mean, should get something for that delivery. But if you want to, you know, if your goal is to help the restaurants, the best way to do that is to go pick it up yourself. and leave a an extra big tip. So I really don't know how restaurants have survived the independent ones that don't have the big corporate backing. I don't know how they've survived this long. And I just saw a note that Food at Fisher Station has closed, which is a great loss for the food world, in my opinion. It was one of my favorite places. They hadn't been doing lunch for quite a while, and I think they'd closed at least temporarily at some point during this pandemic, but now it looks like more permanent closure. But they used to do a Yankee pot pie on Thursdays, and they really had a great model for making money in a restaurant, and the food was exceptional. But they would do these lunch specials each week. So pot pies was Thursday, I think, and I don't mean raviolis on Wednesday, or I forget the others because it was the Yankee pot pie I was most interested in, and the mashed potatoes maybe even more so. And so every Thursday they would do that. And there's so many restaurants out there that have these massive menus with 100 different items on them, and they've got to stock all that stuff and do all that prep. And the Food at Fisher Station would have like 3 or 4 items on the menu, and then the special they do every week. They had a very simple menu, and I hopefully that was a way to make money, because making money in the restaurant business is a massive challenge in normal times. So I'm going to miss the Yankee pot pie. They also did bread pudding, and they would do just one pan of bread pudding each day with maybe 6 or 9 pieces, and that was it. They used the bread that was left over from their rolls, and it was a phenomenal bread pudding. But you would have to call if you were going for later for lunch at Food at Fisher Station. You'd have to call and ask them to set aside one of those servings of bread pudding, or they would be gone by the time you got there for lunch, even if you ordered it as soon as you walked in the door. So really miss the people at Food at Fisher Station. Nancy and Rick Stewart, the owners, Nancy passed away maybe 5 years ago, somewhere in that range, and Rick handled the kitchen, and she was the front of the house, and now I think he's doing a tree service business. It's kind of changed careers. He cooked for a long time. Do something different. Interesting and understandable move, but a phenomenal chef. And again, we tend to take some of our favorite businesses for granted, and they're especially because of this pandemic, they're not going to be around forever. So patronize them and tell friends about them. And I think we need to do more than just patronize, but advocate for our favorite places, and let people know what you had. Send them a gift card, post some photos of it, and really advocate for those places that you love. And it's the next few months are really going to be a shakeout of businesses in general, but I think restaurants in particular, as they struggle to deal with a virtual lack of outdoor dining because of the cold, Tracy Schumacher in the Democratic Chronicle had a nice article about places that have little igloos outside, and places like Ration Wine Bar in Perry were early on that. They set up three of them in back of their wine bar or restaurant, and there are a fair number of them around the Rochester area at restaurants, but it's not like you can have 30 of these. And as Ristorante Lucano posted, you know, some places like them, they don't have the retail, they don't have the land to put them on. They've got a parking lot in front of them. There's really no space to put up a couple of igloos. So those are, you know, a novelty, and I think really they were first introduced to our area at the Rock Holidays events, started a couple years ago at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. And now some restaurants are doing that, but you know, they're not inexpensive for one thing, and it allows you to serve food, but you know, how much food and wine and cocktails do you have to serve to pay for that thing? It's again, maybe more of a novelty, and not really, it's not really a way to stay in business. But I'm glad to see them. I think it's fun to try. It's just a brutal time for restaurants. So again, support our local restaurants, and get some takeout, get some extra dishes, freeze them, and you'll have some additional meals, and you're still just doing one pickup of the food. Restaurants, I think, from what I've heard, are taking this limited indoor dining very and being very careful about cleaning, about their staff, about having the customers wear masks when they're not seated at the table, about ventilation. They're working hard because they got to keep some money coming in during this pandemic. So it's a lot of extra expense. It's a lot of extra staff time. It's a lot of extra stress on the restaurants, and they're doing an amazing job. So some chefs like Sean Wolf is doing Friday fish fry fundraisers for local restaurant workers, and those are available at the German House. You have to order by 2 p.m. on Fridays for this Friday fish fry, and I think the order is open at like noon on Wednesdays. So you can look him up. I can get you the link and details if you want. Sean Wolf, and it's at the German House on Gregory Street, where Rohrbach's started out many years ago. And a couple of restaurants have been in that space, and he's using it on Fridays to help raise money. And it's not just, there's a fish fry and fish sandwich, but also Osmote Chardonnay is available, local Finger Lakes delicious Chardonnay for ordering, and some Rohrbach's beer too. So a number of these efforts are going on, and hope you'll participate. Chris Lindstrom from Food About Town podcast has been done a couple editions of Curate Your Favorite, Your Next Favorite Meal, and these are done periodically, maybe every couple weeks. I think the first couple have been on Wednesday nights. Marty's Meats was the first one, but they do them as sort of a surprise. You order, and then the idea is the menu is kind of a surprise. So if you haven't heard about that, look up Food About Town or curatemeals.com. Get some more details. So it's essentially trying to help restaurants with delivery, sort of on a one-time basis, highlighting different restaurants. And Again, curatemeals.com. If you have comments, questions, you can always email me, michael@saverlife.com. And be back with Discover the Finger Lakes tomorrow. It's the Grapevine here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.